Welcome back. You want to get through right now. We're talking about the NCAA championship game last night. Spending the entire first hour on this. The phone line is open. Hit it up. 1-800-636-8686. Joining me right now to continue the conversation is a national college columnist for Yahoo Sports, Pat Forty. Pat, good morning. Great to have you on. Pat, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Jim. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm great. Nice to have you back, Pat. Thanks so much. Now, if I told you, Pat, before the game last night, that the most outstanding player of the Final Four would be a Villanova player who had a game for the ages, what are the odds that you would have said that that player would be Dante DiVincenzo?
There's no doubt he would have been down the list of potential suspects for that, for sure. You know, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, yes. Dante DiVincenzo, you know, I saw him actually in Pittsburgh light up Alabama in the first half in the second round of the NCAA tournament in a similar fashion. And I think, I want to say I'm not sure what he finished within that game, but I sure didn't come into Monday night saying that guy's going to go for the most points in a regulation championship game since Danny Manning. It was incredible.
You know, he was amazing last night, Pat, but he was not exactly a household name before last night, but he is a tournament legend right now, and not just for what he did on offense, but also what he did on defense. What was he like as a defensive player when he first arrived on campus, and what's that tell you about Jay Wright as a head coach?
You know, it's a great point, is that Jay said on the court afterwards, he said he played no defense when he got there. All he did, you know, he was a great athlete, he was a great scorer, and that's all he did. And he just basically took the other half of the game off playing defense. And that's the thing, you can't do that at Villanova and play. And I think he realized that, and you're competing against guys like Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson and some other guys from the 2016 championship team, and you realize pretty quickly how Villanova does it. And they get guys to buy in, and DiVincenzo did buy in. Yeah, he had a couple spectacular block shots. You know, he guarded the ball well. He's a well-rounded player. Probably still can get better defensively. And he even said, he said, I am not the player, the complete player that Coach Wright wants me to be, but he's gotten a lot better, which is what Villanova players do.
We were talking to Pat Forty. You know, Pat Brunson got off to a great start last night, and then he struggled. But what's that say about this Villanova team, that the National Player of the Year has an off night, and they still win the national championship by nearly 20?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that, you know, that you can have a guy that's that important to your team play a very poor game. And I thought Brunson was a bit dead-legged, and you see on Monday night sometimes the end of this road really hits players, even good ones, and they really can struggle in that game. And I thought he was fatigued, but that's the thing. They've got other guys that can step up. You know, DiVincenzo was incredible. Bridges hit a bunch of shots in the second half. Eric Paschal had a little run here. You know, Amari Spellman makes some plays there. They just, you know, they are a complete program, and they are a dominant team. This is really, I think, one of the better NCAA champions we have seen in a while.
Pat Forty joining us. You know, Pat, when you talk about that point, was there a version of last night's game where Michigan actually wins, or as good as they were defensively, were they just in too deep against a Nova team that will eventually put points up on everybody?
Yeah, I think you would struggle to come up with a scenario where Michigan could have won. If it were a seven-game series, maybe they would take one. But, you know, I think they were – John Beilein did a very good job taking that team as far as it could go. It was a very good defensive team, but it was one of his poorer offensive teams. They didn't have as many shooters as usual, as many ball handlers. And so I just think Michigan was absolutely in over its head. They had a great start, went to Mo Wagner, and he really got him going well, but then reality struck. You know, Villanova made some adjustments, and the jig was up.
You know, Pat, as you pointed out before the game, North Carolina has never won two titles in 3 years. Neither has Kansas, neither has Indiana. Now that Villanova has, where does that place Jay Wright and the program?
Yeah, I think Jay Wright right now is the top coach in college basketball. You know, he doesn't quite have the lifetime resume of Mike Krzyzewski, but he's doing the best work by a wide margin of anybody in the game. They're four-year victory total is the highest in the history of the sport. You know, 30-plus wins every year. They've been a one-seed or a two-seed five straight seasons, and now with two national titles in 3 years, they're it. They are the new blue blood, I think. You could look and compare, like, to Indiana, which hadn't been to a Final Four since 2002. Villanova's doing a heck of a lot more than Indiana is, and I think they belong in that top echelon now.
We're talking to Pat Forty. Now, Pat, you also wrote over the weekend that while Jay Wright is a legend right now, there was a time when he was at Hofstra, and he was 20 games below 500. What did his future in coaching look like at that point?
Yeah, it was iffy, you know, and I asked him about it. You know, you're 31-51, and did you think maybe this head coaching thing didn't cut out for you? And he's like, yeah, he was talking to his wife about, you know, maybe go get an assistant coaching job in the NBA, maybe go into sales. And then I talked to Tom Pecora, who was an assistant with him at Hofstra, and he laughed. He said, heck, we were talking about opening a bait shop on the Jersey Shore. So the Jay Wright phenomenon as we know it now was pretty hard to see back in the mid-90s when he was there at Hofstra.
So, Pat, how did this guy go from a guy who was so far below 500 at Hofstra that he was joking about opening up a bait shop to winning two national championships in 3 years?
Yeah, you know, I just think it took him a few years just to kind of decide how he wanted to play, how he was going to coach players, how he was going to run a program. And then they hit it big with a recruit, Speedy Claxton, at Hofstra, and it took off there. And then he took it to Villanova, and there was a little trial and error there as well. He was an NIT coach the first 3 years, and he was under pressure in year four. And then, boom, it happened. And, you know, I think he probably just had to get comfortable both those places he was at and in those roles. And he's a smart guy. He figured it out. Figured out what kind of players he wanted. Figured out how exactly he wanted to play. And then it all just pieced together incredibly well.
We're talking to national sports columnist for Yahoo, Pat Forty, college basketball in last night's championship game. You know, Pat, you look at Jay Wright, and the guy looks so amazingly cool on the sideline. The team looks like a machine on the court to the point where it seems like maybe he's just pushing a few buttons, and then he sits back and takes it all in. If you're thinking that about that guy, how wrong are you about Jay Wright?
Yeah, I think he's certainly more than just a dapper sideline, you know, peacock or something like that. That's not who he is. He coaches a really tough team. They play tough. They practice really hard against each other. They can play gritty and ugly if they need to. I mean, this team made the most three-pointers in a season anybody's ever made, but if they get into a street fight, they can win that as well. And I think that's a reflection of who he is. He is so composed and calm and comes across as being all things to all people to a degree, but that doesn't mean there isn't an intensely competitive side to him and certainly to his team.
So, Pat, Jay Wright has got a team where he's won 30 games or more 4 straight years. Coach K has never done that. Roy Williams has never done that. He'll likely lose Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges to the NBA, but what does his team look like next season?
Oh, they'll be good again. I'd say I think Bridges and Brunson will be gone. And those are big hits, but, you know, they've got players and they've got a very good recruiting class coming in. The interesting thing, Jim, to me will be to see if Dante DiVincenzo's breakout night causes him to consider maybe I want to go pro. Amari Spellman's another guy who some people think has pro potential. Will he put his name in? I think both those guys probably would be better served by another year of college, but, you know, see what the draft feedback comes back for them. And if they come back and the recruiting class coming in, Villanova is absolutely going to start the season in every top five, maybe top one or two.
So, Pat, before I let you go, why don't we take a view from 30,000 feet. When you look back on the season and all the controversy, which you've been a big part of reporting on, where does the sport overall go from here?
Well, I think it's going to be a very uncertain offseason, a lot of apprehension, a lot of questions about what college basketball needs to do. And we'll start getting some answers in late April when the Condoleezza Rice Commission that was put together by Mark Emmert comes back with its recommendations. And I think there will be some recommendations for significant change there. And then I think there's going to be a willingness to accept the recommendations and actually turn them into something, unlike most NCAA committees that have ever been formed. So, you know, that'll be a start, but then everybody's also going to have one eye open when they put their head on the pillow at night and see, wondering where the FBI investigation is going and all this. Who else could be ensnared? What, as this thing moves forward and more becomes known about what has been found out during the probe, you know, how bad is this going to be? And I still think there's a a very good chance it gets a lot worse for a lot of people.
And then, Pat, what about the coaches? I mean, it used to be that if you were a coach who got involved in a scandal, you were going to have a really hard time getting another job. How much of that is still the case right now?
Well, I still think that there's a business-as-usual mentality out there, which surprises me. Maybe it shouldn't. But, you know, when Mark Gottfried gets the Cal State Northridge job, when a grand jury subpoena has been handed down at North Carolina State for information, and there's documents that that we viewed that show that Dennis Smith, who was played at North Carolina State, received over $70,000, allegedly. I wonder who's actually paying attention and who cares about what the climate is, because there does seem to be kind of a, we're just going to keep going until somebody forces us to change our mindset.
So, Pat, where does that leave Rick Pitino? Pitino says he wants to coach again. Is he going to get the opportunity?
You know, I still think Rick would be a very, very difficult hire to sell at this point. No doubt a brilliant coach, but it may take another couple of years at the earliest for him to be considered, touchable, especially at a program with any prominence.
Hey, Pat, before you go, I want to ask you about this. I've been wanting to ask you about this. I want to take you away from the sports that you cover and go to one that you can cheer. You're the proud father of three amazing swimmers, and the latest 40 to star is your daughter, Brooke, who was recently named the Pac-12 Freshman Newcomer of the Year after a season in which she was on the podium four times at the Pac-12 championship and part of the national championship winning 800 freestyle relay. What's it like as a father to be a part of this with your kids?
Oh man, it's awesome. You know, it's been so much fun. And I was bouncing back and forth between NCAA basketball and NCAA swimming, both for the women and for the men, because my son's at Georgia. And it's the most fun thing you're ever going to be a part of. It's been a blast, and they've worked really, really hard to get where they are, and certainly very proud of them and happy to be there to cheer them on for sure.
What a thrill. Pat Forty, the national college columnist for Yahoo Sports, joining us to talk some college basketball. Pat, so good to have you on. Great to talk to you as always, Pat. Thank you very much.
You too, Jim. Thank you.
Have a great day. Pat Forty, he is a pro. It's got to be such an amazing thrill. I mean, I know what it's like to watch my kids play club ball, high school baseball. What an amazing thrill to have three kids that are as athletic as his are and who are succeeding and achieving at that level. And again, being what we do, I say this all the time, we can't really root. We're objective. We're impartial. There are certain things you can root for if you're somebody in my position or his position. You root for your kids.